Good morning.
早上好。
Last Sunday, I was going from Den Haag to Rotterdam to go to a meeting.
上个星期我去海牙
到鹿特丹
参加一个会议。
主日聚会。
哦，参加一个主日聚会。
Since I didn't know the place, so I went with another family who also will travel from Den Haag to Rotterdam.
那因为我不知道怎样去，所以就跟另外一个家庭，他们也是从海牙到鹿特丹。
So we said we will meet in a train station to take the 8:19 train.
然后我们约好是在火车站见面，来坐这趟90分钟的火车。
8:19
的火车。
So I got to the train station before the departure time, and the platform was completely empty. It's too early for Dutch.
然后我早上提早到那边，那个整个火车站都是空的，因为那个时候荷兰没有什么人起来。
Then I saw the family that traveled together with us, and it's a family of four.
然后我就看到那个家庭跟我们一起走的，他们一共家里有四个人。
A couple with a very young child with an infant also.
然后是一对夫妻，他们有一个孩子，还有一个婴儿。
And an infant was in a crib.
然后这个婴儿是在婴儿的这个婴儿座中间。
And they actually walk from their apartment to the train station.
其实他们是从他们所住的公寓走到火车站。
I think it would take at least 15 minutes if I was the person to take that path.
如果我是他们的话，我起码要花15分钟走这趟路。
Then we got on the train. The train ride was about 15 to 20 minutes.
然后这个轻轨的车就来了，这个车要行驶十几分钟。
Then we got off to Rotterdam. We took another walk of 15 minutes to meeting place.
然后当我们下车之后，是在鹿特丹，我们再坐另外一个车去。
No, we walk.
哦，然后我们就走到聚会的地方。
And to get there by 9:30, the start time of their table meeting.
然后我们要赶在9:30开始的波饼聚会。
So you can calculate this family will left their apartment around 8:00.
所以如果你来计算的话，这个家庭他们要八点就开始离开家。
So that they can arrive at 9:30 to attend meetings.
所以他们可以在9:30之前来参加这个聚会。
And in Holland, the weather is not always very nice.
在荷兰天气不是总是那么的好。
It's always rain.
而且经常下雨。
And it's very windy.
而且很大的风。
That's why they had windmills, right?
所以他们有风车在那边。
So you can imagine, to take this journey every Sunday is not an easy thing.
所以你可以想象，如果每个主日都这样的话，不是一个简单的任务。
Especially you have a young child and you have an infant.
而且他们有一个小孩子，再加一个婴儿。
I noticed that this morning that we all, on average, came a little bit late.
今天早上我注意到，从普遍来讲，我们都有一些迟延。
And I think it's because of the temperature is a little bit colder this morning.
那我觉得原因可能是因为今早比较冷。
It's a little harder to get up.
因此呢，起床会稍微的比以前艰难一点。
But we are spoiled in Houston because we take a few steps to get to our car.
但是在休斯顿，我们都是被宠惯的，因为我们只要走几步路就可以进到车里。
Then we drive to the parking lot, and we get off. We take a few steps to come to meeting place.
然后当停车之后，我们只要走几步就能进到聚会厅。
So weather should have no impact for our attendance at all.
所以这里来讲，天气不应该影响我们的参加聚会。
And think of this family of four, they have to, take a long walk to train station and take a long walk from train station to meeting place.
想想这个家庭，他们要走很远的路到车站，然后再从下车之后再走很远的路到聚会的地方。
In a very cold winter and very windy and rainy days.
如果是在很冷的天气，下着雨又刮着风的话。
So I hope I share the story as an encouragement to all of us.
所以我讲这个故事，愿意来鼓励我们大家。
And there is actually no reason for us to be in Houston and impacted by the weather.
因为我们住在休斯顿，天气对我们的影响应该是很小的。
Only a few steps from your house to your garage.
所以从你的家里到你的车库只有几步路。
And from your parking space to meeting place, there are only a few steps.
而且从我们到了这边的停车场再来聚会也只有几步路。
So use this story and as an encouragement.
所以我就用这个故事来鼓励大家。
This morning, let's turn to Matthew chapter 20.
今天早上让我们来看马太福音第二十章。
In the table meeting, in the worship time, we also read Matthew chapter 20, but not the same place.
今天早上我们在饼杯的时候，弟兄也读到马太福音二十章，却不是我们要读的经节。
And interesting, I will read later First Peter chapter 5.
而且之后我还要读到彼得前书第五章。
But not the same place.
也不是弟兄今天早上开头所提到的。
Okay, Matthew chapter 20, verse 20 to verse 28.
马太福音二十章二十节到二十八节。
Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Jesus with her sons, bowing down and making a request of him. And he said to her, What do you wish? She said to him, Command that in your kingdom these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right and one on your left. But Jesus answered, You do not know what you are asking.Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink? They said to him, We are able. He said to them, My cup you shall drink, but to sit on my right hand and on my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. And hearing this, the ten became indignant with the two brothers.But Jesus called them to himself and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man.Did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
那时，西比泰儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。耶稣说：“你要什么呢？”他说：“愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。”耶稣回答说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。”我将要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？他们说，我们能。耶稣说，我所喝的杯，你们必要喝，只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是我父为谁预备的，就赐给谁。那十个门徒听见，就恼怒他们弟兄二人。耶稣叫了他们来，说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。只是在你们中间不可这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
This morning, I take just a phrase from this scripture as the topic. The topic is, "It is not this way among you."
今天早上我就用。这一段章节里面的一句来做标题，标题就是只是你们中间不可这样。
然后我们 later we read the First Peter chapter 5.
然后我们来读彼得前书第五章。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 4.
我们要来读第一节到第四节。
Therefore, I exhort the elders among you, as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples of the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
我这做长老、做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养你们中间的群羊，神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。 到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we again want to thank you for your grace and mercy.
父啊，我们再一次的要来感谢你的怜悯和恩典。
So that we can gather together in your presence.
所以我们可以在你的面前聚集。
And we again want to commit this time before you.
我们再一次把这样的时间交托在你手里。
We ask you to shine your light upon your own words.
我们请你用你的光来照亮你自己的话语。
Life is in you, and this the light is the light of man.
因为这光在你里头，这生命在你里头，这生命就是人的光。
And this morning, how much we need your light to understand your words.
今天早上我们何等需要这样的光，我们才可以明白你的话。
We pray the Holy Spirit would translate, would interpret this word in our heart.
我们来请求圣灵做解释的工作在我们心中。
So that this is not a knowledge, and this is a truth.
所以这不再是知识，而是一个实际。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen. As, in this portion of scripture from Matthew chapter 20 to 28 is a story of a mother with two sons.
在马太福音20章20到28节这里是讲到一个母亲为着两个儿子所做的事。
So mother of the sons of Zebedee.
是西比泰儿子的母亲。
When I think of this mother, I think of my own wife.
当我想到这个母亲，就想到我自己的妻子。
I remember the days that you know, we're attending those spelling bees contests.
我就记得当我的孩子们参加那个 spelling bee 的比赛的时候。
Then you see the mother is more nervous than the children's.
我就看到母亲比他们的儿子更紧张。
And I'm even worse than my wife.
那我比我的妻子还紧张。I
couldn't even go to those kind of sessions.
所以我就不去参加那个比赛。
It's nerve-wracking in those contests.
因为在那样的竞赛里面，你的这个心情会很紧张。I
can also see a lot of our sisters in this mother of two sons.
那从这个西比泰两个儿子的母亲身上，我也看到我们中间很多的姐妹。I
think that every mother would like the best. For her sons,
每一个母亲都要为自己的儿女来求最好的。And
there's no different from this mother.
那这个母亲也是一样。Therefore,
this mother of James and John, she wanted the best for her two sons.
所以雅各跟约翰的他们的母亲是要为这两个儿子来求最好的。And
she had a thought, what would be the best for her two sons.
而且他心里已经有一个主意，就是什么是对他儿子最好的。Then
she came to our Lord Jesus.
然后他就来到主耶稣面前。And
she said, "I have a request."
他就说要求一件事。
And Jesus said to her, "What do you wish?"
然后耶稣就问他，你要什么呢？
You know, our Lord is very wise.
我们的主是非常的有智慧。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus often posed a question to those who ask him questions.
所以每当有人来到主面前来问啊，来求一件事的时候，主总是先问他们一个问题。
And this is a very important question.
这是一个非常重要的问题。
It's a question that you and I need to think about today.
这就是你我今天要思想的问题。
The question is, what do you wish?
这个问题就是你要什么呢？
So we should ask ourselves, what do I wish?
所以我们应该问自己，我要什么呢？
I know some of the mothers in here.You wish your son will get to the best college that he's qualified for.
那我知道我们中间很多母亲想让自己的儿子进到他尽最大努力能进的最好的学校。
And December 15 is on the way.
然后12月15号就要来到了。
And you will know by then.
你到时候一定会知道。
So you're probably very nervous by now.
所以你现在可能已经很紧张了。
You pray much more often than usual.
你比平常都要花更多的时间来祷告。
Because you want the best for your son.
因为你愿意你的儿子来得最好的。
What do you wish today?
你今天要什么呢？
Do you wish that you get the job you really want?
或者你是不是要得着你理想中的工作？
What do you wish today?
你今天要什么呢？
Do you wish to get the next promotion?
或者你要下面即将来到的这个升职？
Brother and sister, this question is very important. What do you wish?
弟兄姐妹们，这个问题非常重要。
Because
你要什么呢？
This question determines how you spend your day.
因为这个问题的答案决定你今天怎样来花你的时间。
Therefore, it's very important for all of us to understand, to know what do we actually want.
所以对我们如此重要，就是我们心里要清楚我们到底要什么。
And she said, two sons of mine may sit, one on your right and one on your left.
所以这个母亲就说，愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。
So her two sons will get the two best positions in the kingdom of God.
所以他的两个儿子要在神的国里面得着两个最好的位置。
There's one left, there's one right, there's no others.
因为只有一个左边的位置，一个右边的位置。
No, I don't blame this mother of two sons.
我不会去来指责这两个儿子的母亲。
Because she knew no better.
但是她要了解更多的事情。
她并不知道。
他
不知道那个最好的，
因为他并不了解什么是最好的。
Brother and sister, how do you define success today?
弟兄姐妹们，你今天怎样来定义成功？
This world has a definition of success.
这个世界对成功有一个定义。
Define success by position, by authority, by fame, and by wealth.
因为这个世界所定义的就是根据你的地位、你的权力、你的名声或者你的财富。
And this mother applied the standard of the earth and applied it to the kingdom of God.
那这个母亲就把这世上对成功的定义转一转来放到属神的、属灵的世界里面。
So, how do we define success today?
那今天我们怎么定义成功？
It's not uncommon that this mother would make this request.
其实这个妈妈来做这样的请求是很普遍的一件事。
But the timing of this request is very odd.
但是她请求的时机却非常的奇怪。
Because this is right after Jesus revealed his death and resurrection to his disciples.
因为这正是在主耶稣向他的门徒们启示自己的被害、被杀跟复活之后。
Can you imagine, if our Lord Jesus, you reveal the mystery of your life, you reveal the death and resurrection to your disciple. And in their mind, they're thinking how to become great.
你能想象吗？如果你是主耶稣，你已经向你的门徒把生命里面最大的奥秘已经启示出来，就是你的死跟你的复活，但你门徒的心里面所想的却是这些。
Not only these two,
不光这两个门徒，
because we read that the 10 other disciples were thinking about the same things.
因为章节里面告诉我们，其他十个门徒心里想的也是同一件事。
So after hearing this story, the 10 became indignant with these two brothers.
所以那十个门徒听见之后就恼怒这两个弟兄。
Then after Jesus heard this request, then Jesus asked another question.
所以当耶稣听到这样的请求之后，他又问了一个问题。
Jesus asked, are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?
他问，我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？
Why do you think Jesus asked this question?
你觉得主耶稣为什么要问这样一个问题？
They want to be sitting on the right and sitting on the left.
因为这两个弟兄所求的是坐在主的左边跟他的右边。
And why Jesus asked, are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?
但主耶稣问的却是，我将要喝的杯你们能喝吗？
Brother and sister, the cup is the will of the Father.
弟兄姐妹们，这杯代表的是父亲的旨意。
To drink the cup is to do the will of the Father.
如果要喝这杯，就是来行父的旨意。
So you remember Jesus in Gethsemane, when he prayed to the Father, he prayed this way.
你还记得吗？在克西马尼园的时候，主耶稣基督向父神的祷告是这样的。
My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
他是这样祷告，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Drink the cup means to do the will of the Father willingly.
所以喝着杯的意思就是心里甘心情愿来行父的旨意。
Brother and sister, how often we do the will of the Father?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有经常来行父的旨意？
How often we declare to the Lord, not as I will, but as you will?
有多少时候我们是这样向神说，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
So Jesus was telling the disciple to make progress spiritually is doing the will of the Father.
所以主耶稣对门徒所说的，就是在属灵里面要长进的话，就要行父的旨意。
I think many of us would like to make progress spiritually.
在我们中间，很多人想在属灵里面有长进。
I wish that most of the young people among us have this desire to make progress spiritually.
尤其希望在我们中间的年轻人们，你们心里面都想在属灵里面长进。
And this is the key.
这就是关键。
If we want to make progress spiritually, we must do the will of the Father.
如果在属灵里面要长进的话，一定要照父神的旨意。
But then Jesus said, you know,But sitting on my left and my right is not up to him.
然后主耶稣又说，只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的。
But it is for those for whom he has been prepared by my Father.
乃是我父为谁预备的，就赐给谁。
So do the will of the Father is for everyone.
所以行父的旨意是为着我们每一个人。
Every child of God must do the wills.Of the Father.
每一个神的儿女都应该来行父神的旨意。
But sitting on his left and sitting on his right is something a little different.
但是坐在神的左右却是另外一件事。
It is about spiritual leadership and spiritual authority.
这里面讲到是属灵里面的带领跟属灵里面的权柄。
Then Jesus further explained the way to spiritual leadership and the way to spiritual authority.
所以主耶稣再向门徒来解释什么是属灵里面的领袖，还有属灵里面的权柄。
Then he said, "You know that the ruler of the Gentiles lorded over them, and their great men exercised authority over them."
所以他就说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。
This is the way of this world.
这个是这个世界的办法。
The authority, being in an authority position of authority, then you lower, it over.
如果你是有权柄的人的话，你就是为主的。
With authority, then you can, you will gain power.
如果有权柄，那你就有能力。
You will have honors.
你就有尊荣。
Even have fame.
你或者甚至有名声。
Therefore, everyone on this earth is aiming for a position of authority.
所以在这地上所有的人都来向着这个目标，就是要得着一个有权柄的地位。
And that's the world we live today.
这就是我们今天所活在的世界。
Whether we are, in any kinds of professions.
不管我们在哪个行业。
You see that everyone is looking for a position of authority.
每一个人都在寻求一个有权柄的地位。
And even the person is sitting on a position of authority, he is even more eager to pursue a higher position with higher authorities.
甚至那些已经在有权柄的地位上的人，整天所想的也是得着更高的、更大的权柄跟地位。
Then Jesus said, "It is not this way among you."
但耶稣却说，在你们中间不可这样。
This is very important things for us to understand.
这个是我们今天要明白的非常重要的事。
Because we live in this world.
因为我们今天是活在这个世界。
Therefore, sometimes the concept of this world will come to in our mind.
所以很多时候这个世界上的概念思想会进到我们里面。
And we will use the thinking of this world apply to the house of God.
所以我们就把世界上的这些方法就用在神的家里面。
Jesus said very clearly that it is not this way among you.
但耶稣讲得非常明白，只是在你们中间不可这样。
Then what is the way among us?
那在我们中间应该是哪样的道路呢？
And that is the focus of this morning.
这就是今天早上我要集中所讲的。
What is the way among us?
在我们中间应该怎样？
And Jesus said this.
耶稣这样讲。
Number one, whoever wishes to become great shall be your servant.
第一件事，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
Number two, whoever wishes to be first among you shall be slave of all.
第二，谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。
Number three, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
第三，正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
This is the way among us.
这是在我们中间应该怎样。
Let's go a little bit deeper. First, whoever wishes to become great shall be your servant.
然后让我们来近身，先来看第一点，谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
Spiritual leadership is a service.
在属灵里面的领袖是一个工善工。
Yeah. And in 1 Timothy chapter 3, it said it is a trustworthy statement if any man aspires to the office of overseer, it is a fine work he desires to do.
在提摩太前书三章那里这样说，这话是可信的。人若想要得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工。
Leadership is not a position.
所以领袖不是一个地位。
It is a fine work.
是一个善工。
It is service according to the will of the Father.
是照着父的旨意所行的工作。
To be a leader is to be a servant.
如果要做一个领袖，就要做一个用人。
In 1 Peter, Chapter 5, talking about the elder, he said this way.
在彼得前书第五章讲到长老是这么讲的
The service is not under compulsion but voluntarily
这样的工作不是出于勉强乃是出于甘心
And I like the NIV translation He translated this way Not because you must but because you are willing
那在 NIV 这个版本我喜欢这样的翻译它是说不是出于必须乃是出于愿意
Our Lord Jesus didn't have to go to the cross.
我们的主耶稣他并不必要去十字架。
He went to the cross because he is willing.
他去上十字架因为他愿意。
The service should be out of love and life.
我们的服事应该是出于生命，出于爱。
But when love gradually decreases, then the service becomes a duty.
当这个爱慢慢减少的时候，这个服事就成为了一个职责而已。
So are we serving our Lord today because we must or because we are willing?
所以今天我们服事神是出于必须呢，还是出于我们愿意？
I think this is an important question for all of us who serve now.
所以对今天有服事的弟兄姐妹们，这是很重要的一个问题。
And every time that we, before we serve, we need to come before the Lord. I serve. Is it because I must? Or is it because I'm willing?
每一次服事之前，我们都应该到主面前来问自己，我们是出于必须还是出于愿意？
Remember that in John chapter 13, there was this story.
还记得吗？在约翰福音十三章有这么一个故事。
And it's at the feast of Passover.
那是在逾越节的时候。
And everything was prepared.
所有的事情都预备好了。
The food is prepared. The table was set. The water is there. The basin was there. Even the tower was there.
在那里有食物，有宴席的桌子，有水，有盆，甚至连擦脚的布都在那里。
And 12 disciples were there and Jesus was there.
十二个门徒在那里，主耶稣也在那里。
Everything was ready and it's ready for the feast of Passover.
在那里逾越节的宴席已经都预备好了。
And but there's one thing was missing.
但有一件事缺少了。
The slave girl was not there.
那个奴婢那天不在那里。
No one washed their feet.
所以没有人去洗他们的脚。
So 12 disciples sat there.
所以十二个门徒都坐在那里。
They knew what must be done.
他们知道有一件事一定要做的。
Their feet must be washed.
他们的脚一定要被洗干净。
This is the word that must be done.
这是必须要做的一件事。
But no one was willing to do.
但没有一个人愿意去做。
Because when you wash someone's feet, you are under this person.
因为你如果要为一个人洗脚，你是比他的地位还低。
And you need to lower yourself in order to serve.
你要降卑自己才能来服侍。
None of the disciples was willing to do it.
没有一个门徒那一天愿意来做。
Why?
为什么呢?
And Jesus actually told them why.
耶稣也告诉他们为什么。
After Jesus washed their feet,
当耶稣给他们洗了脚之后,
And he said this,
他这么讲,
A new commandment I gave to you.
他说我赐给你们一条新命令
That you love one another even as I have loved you
乃是叫你们彼此相爱我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样相爱
Why was this a new commandment?
这为什么会是一个新命令呢
It's part of the commandment already in Old Testament
因为在旧约里面已经提到这条命令
But in Old Testament you love because you must do.
在旧约里面，如果你这样去爱的话，是因为律法这么讲。
It's under the law.
是律法这么规定。
But now Jesus said this is new.
但现在耶稣说这是新命令。
Because you love, because you are willing.
你爱是因为你愿意。
You are under the grace now.
你现在是在恩典下面。
To become a new commandment.
所以这成了一个新命令。
Brothers and sisters, I need to ask you how often that we break this new commandment.
弟兄姐妹们，我想问大家，有多少次我们违背了这个命令？
Each time when we serve because we must, we break this commandment.
每一次的服侍，如果我们是出于必须的话，就已经违背了这个命令。
Therefore, it's very important for us to consider this.
所以我们来思想这件事情是非常重要的。
Now who? This is the way among us.
因为在我们中间应该这样。
Whoever wishes to become great shall be your servant.
谁愿为大就必做你们的用人。
And we serve not because we have to, it is because we are willing.
我们的服侍不是因为必须，而是因为愿意。
The reason we are willing is because of love of Christ.
如果我们愿意，那是因着基督的爱。
Without the love of Christ, we would not be able to serve.
如果没有基督的爱，我们没有人能服侍。
Therefore, regardless what services you are about to do,
所以不管你所服侍的项目是什么，
no matter how small the service is,
不管这个服侍有多么的微小，
we always have to come to the Lord and pray so the love of Christ is in us.
我们总要预先到神面前来祷告，让他的爱先来充满我们。
So we will serve because we are willing.
所以我们服侍是因着愿意。
This is the way among us.
这是在我们中间应该如何。
The second,
第二，
Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be slave of all.
谁愿为首就必做你们的仆人。
In Greece, there are two words that translate to servants.
在希腊文里面有两个意思都可以最后成为这个词叫仆人。
And one is translated to servant, and the other one can be translated as bond slave.
有一个意思是仆人，但另外一个意思是奴仆。
A servant has his rights.
一个仆人他有自己的权利。
The servant has his hours.
一个仆人他有自己的时限。
You either from 8 to 5 or 9 to 6.
或者你是从八点到五点，或者是从九点到六点。
So we're all servants, so we have hours.
如果我们是仆人，那我们都有时限。
And servant has wage.
而且做仆人还有你的报酬。
This is a servant.
这是一个仆人。
But if you are a bond slave,
但如果你是一个奴仆的话，
then you belong to master 24 hours each day and 7 days each week.
那你属于你的主人是一周七天，一天24小时。
You have no rights, you have no hours, and you have no wage.
你没有自己的权利，没有自己的时限，也没有报酬。
So Jesus says something incredible here.
所以耶稣在这里所讲的是一件非常非常奇妙的事。
If you want to be first, you have to be a bond slave of all.
谁愿为首，就必做众人的奴仆。
If you read the book in the New Testament, especially in the beginning, the writers of New Testament often refer himself as a bond slave.
如果我们来读新约里面很多的书信，作者总是先对自己有个称呼，就是我是奴仆。
And in Roman, Paul said, a bond servant of Christ Jesus.
在罗马书里面，保罗是说，我是耶稣基督的奴仆，保罗。
In James, he said, James, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在雅各书里面，雅各说，他是做神和主耶稣基督奴仆的雅各。
In 2 Peter, Peter says, Simon Peter, a bond servant apostle of Jesus Christ.
在彼得后书，彼得说，他是做耶稣基督奴仆和使徒的西门彼得。
All these apostles took the position of bond servant.
所有这些 使徒们他们所取的地位都是奴仆的地位。
They serve churches without hours, without wages, without rights.
他们来服侍教会，没有实现，没有报酬，也没有自己的权利。
And this is the way among us.
这是在我们中间应当如何。
And this is the way among the first century assemblies.
这就是在第一世纪每一个聚会的样子。
And Peter said for elders that you serve not for sword gain, but with eagerness.
所以在彼得前书里面他说，不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Elders are leaders of a local assembly.
对长老来讲，长老是每个地方聚会的领导者。
And they should be bond slave of all.
他们应该是众人的奴仆。
They don't serve to gain a position, honor, popularity, or anything.
他们来服侍不是为着得着尊贵地位或者是名声。
They serve eagerly, but do not gain anything from whom they serve.
他们这么热心的服侍，但是他们心里不应该要从服侍里面想要得着什么。
They never expect anything from saints.
他们甚至从圣徒里面不应该期望得到任何的东西。
Recently, a brother asked me a question. He said, "Why don't we have elders in our assembly?"
也最近有一个弟兄问我，在我们这个聚会里面好像没有长老呢。
And we saw elders and deacons in Timothy and in Titus.
我们在提摩太前书在提多书里面都看到这个词，就是长老啊，监督啊，
And so why don't we have elders?
那为什么我们中间好像没有？
Why don't we have deacons?
为什么我们没有执事呢？
If you read the Bible very carefully, you will see a differences between 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy.
但如果我们仔细读圣经的话，在提摩太前书跟提摩太后书之间有一些区别。
In 1 Timothy, when Paul described church, he said the house of God is the church of living God.
在提摩太前书里面，彼得说，保罗说，这家就是永生神的教会。
The pillar and support of truth.
真理的柱石和根基。
But in 2 Timothy,
但是
when Paul described church,He said this way, now in a large house, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor.
但是在提摩太后书，他却说，在大户人家有许多的器皿，既有金器、银器，也有木器。瓦器有的是尊贵的器皿，但是也有卑贱的器皿。
From the house of a living God to a large house，
这个时候已经从永生神的教会成为一个大户人家。
If you pay attention to, you will find that Paul wrote letter to seven churches in New Testament。
如果我们仔细来读的话，保罗他的书信在新约里面是写给七个教会。
There are seven churches receive Paul's letter.
有七个教会收到保罗的书信。
And in each letter, Paul addressed the letter to the whole church.
在每一个书信里面，保罗他写书所要达到的是每一个人。
And in Revelation, Apostle John also wrote letter to seven churches.
在启示录里面，约翰也写了七封书信给七个教会。
But when John wrote the letter to the churches, he addressed the letter only to the messengers of the local churches.
但是约翰所写的书信所要达到的人却是凡有耳的，却是教会的使者。
So there is a difference between the two.
所以在这两者之间有一个区别。
I think In the second Timothy, the church is already entering into the time of recovery.
在我的感觉里面，提摩太后书写成的时候，教会已经进到一个恢复的阶段。
In the book of Revelation, it's very clearly all the churches are in the time of recovery.
而在启示录里面非常的明显，每一个教会都已经进到恢复的光景。
In the time of recovery is no longer our things.
在这个恢复的光景里面，不再讲外面的这些事。
Therefore, it's important to have function of elders.
所以我们还应该有长老的职事。
But the office of elders is no longer there.
但却没有一个长老的制度。
So those messengers, they serve the Lord, they have the function of elders, but they serve with no title and no positions.
所以这些教会的使者们，他们所行的事情是长老的职事，但是却没有这样的名头、名衔或者是地位。
Today, we do have functions of elders, but we do not have office of elders.
所以今天我们有长老的职事，却没有长老的制度。
And these brothers serve the church without any names, without any positions,without any gain from their services.
所以这些弟兄们他们服侍教会没有自己的名，没有自己的利，也没有自己的地位，他们是完全做奴仆来服侍教会。
Just like a bond slave.
就像一个奴仆一样。
There's no hours, there's no wages, there's no rights, and no gains.
没有时限，没有薪酬，他们没有任何的外面的得着。
Brothers, do you desire to function as the elders in local assembly?
弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是愿意在我们各自的聚会里面来尽这个长老的功用？
Be a bond slave of all.
来做众人的奴仆。
This is the way among us.
在我们中间要这样。
Especially for younger brothers.
尤其对年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
I wish many of you would have this desire to have this function of elders.
我希望你们里面都有这样一个渴慕，一个羡慕，要来行长老的职事。
And be a bond slave of all.
来做众人的奴仆。
This is the way among us.
在我们中间要这样。
The third.
第三点。
For even the Son of Man.Did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Our Lord Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve.
因为我们的主来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Naturally, we all want to be served.
在我们的天然里面都想要被服侍。
We would rather recline at the table than wait at the tables.
我们都愿意来坐席，但是我们都不愿意来做服侍的人。
And the older we get, the more we expect to be served.
当我们年纪渐长的时候，就越想要受人的服侍。
This is not the way among us.
但在我们中间不可这样。
If our Lord Jesus comesTo serve, how can we be any different?
如果我们的主来到我们中间是要来服侍人，那我们怎么能够再有所区别呢？
And Jesus said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."
而且耶稣曾经讲过，施比受更有福。
So I pray that all of us, when we come to the house of God, we come here to serve and not to be served.
所以我的祷告是，我们中间每一个人来到这里，都是要来服侍人，并不是受人的服侍。
Because that's how our master is.
这是我们的老师，我们的主人所做的。
Cannot be bigger than the teachers.
学生不能高过老师。
If teacher is serving, then student must serve.
如果老师是服侍人的，学生也应该是服侍人的。
To give his life a ransom.To many.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Brothers and sisters, every single day, you and I are giving your life for something.
弟兄姐妹们，每一天每一个时候，我们的生命都要给出来，来成就一些事。
We don't often think of this way.
我们经常不这样来想。
But in reality, every single day, you are giving your life for something.
但是在实际里面， 每一天我们都把生命给出来得着一些事。
The question is, what do we give our life for?
但是问题是我们舍命得的是什么？
For silver and gold?
是为着金银吗？
For fame and honor?
是为着名利地位吗？
For power and authority?
是为着权力，为着能力吗？
So what do we give our life for?
我们舍命是要得什么？
We have only one life.
我们只有一个生命。
What do we give this life for?
我们这个生命舍掉要得什么呢？
It's something to think about.
我们要思想这件事。
Because if we don't think about, we're giving it anyway.
因为就算你不去思想，你每天也是在舍命。
If you don't think about, you will give your life away for nothing.
如果你不去思想，那你这个舍命就完全什么都得不着。
We are giving our life every single day.
每一天我们都在舍命。
So what do we give our life for?
我们这舍命到底为什么？
Last 2 weeks, my wife brought a few books to read while traveling.
在过去这一周，我的妻子因着旅行就带了几本书在路上读。
And he was talking to me about what he read about the books.
然后他就跟我讲他读的书里面的内容。
And it's written by a very well-known authors.
那这些都是很有名的作者写的书。
And the book was very interesting to both of us.
这个书而且对我们两个人来讲我们都有兴趣。
Because the book described experiences that we all have.
因为这些书里面讲到的是我们所有的经历。
And we can share that experience.
我们可以在这个经历上面能够有共同感。
So we talk about what the book was saying.
所以我们能够来彼此来讲这书里面所讲的内容。
But all of a sudden, I thought come to my mind.
然后突然我就有这么一个思想。
So I asked my wife, I said, do you think that our children will ever appreciate these books?
然后我突然就问他说，我们的孩子们会不会很感激这个书里所讲的事？
会欣赏。
哦，欣赏。
And she said no.
然后他就说不会。
Our children will never be able to appreciate this book.
因为我们的孩子永远不会欣赏这些书里面所讲的内容。
Because they didn't have the experience.
因为他们没有这样的经历。
Without experience, what the book was saying, you will never appreciate the book.
如果没有这样的经历，你就不可能来欣赏这书里的内容。
Then I said, so after 50 years, do you think there'll be anybody reading these books?
然后我就问，五十年之后，还有没有人来读今天我们读的书呢？
Then we concluded, 50 years from now, no one will read this book anymore.
所以我们的结论是，五十年之后没有任何人再来读这样的书。
50 years from now, no one will remember the writers anymore.
五十年之后，没有人再会记得作者的名字。
And we thought writing a book will last forever.
有的时候我们想啊，写一本书，这本书会流传永久。
Not so.
其实不是的。
There are many books written.
很多书已经被写成。
And how many books are still being read?
但是今天有多少书还存留下来？
Brother and sister, you are giving your life every day.
弟兄姐妹们，你们每天都在舍命。
We need to know what do we give this life for.
我们需要知道舍命到底是为着什么。
There's only one thing that we will ever do that will last.
只有一件事，如果我们去做的话，会存到永远。
Only What's done for Christ will last.
只有在基督里面所做成的才能存到永远。
If it's not done for Christ, it will not last.
如果不是为着基督而做的，就不能存到永远。
Do you want to do something that lasts a little bit longer?
你愿不愿意来做一些工作是可以存得久远一点的呢？
Give your life to Christ.
那就把你的生命交给主耶稣。
You say, how do I give my life to Christ?
那你就说，我怎么样把自己献给 基督呢
I do want to give my life to Christ.
我愿意把我的生命来交给基督。
But I don't know how to give my life to Christ.
但我却不知道怎样来奉献。
Jesus has a way for us.
耶稣为我们预备了一条路。
He said, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
所以他说如果他是舍命做多人的赎价，那我们也应该这样舍命，来为弟兄舍命。
This is the way we give our life to Christ.
这就是我们如何把我们的生命奉献给主。
We lay down our life for our brethren.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And this is the way among us.
这是在我们中间应当怎样。
Whoever wishes to become great shall be your servant.
如果我们中间有谁愿意为大，就必做众人的用人。
I hope many of us will have these wishes.
我希望我们中间有很多人今天会有这样的愿望。
We hope to become great in the Lord.
我们愿意在主里面成为大的。
Learn to be a servant today.
今天来学怎样来做用人。
We serve not because we must, but because we are willing.
我们的服侍不是因着必须，而是因着愿意。
We serve because we love our brothers and sisters.
我们的服侍是因着我们爱弟兄姐妹们。
We need to ask the Lord to refresh our spirit every time before we serve.
所以每一次服侍之前，我们需要来向神求，来更新我们的灵。
Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be slave of all.
谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。
Every local assembly needs the function of elders.
每一个地方的聚会都需要有长老的职事。
Even we don't have the names and positions of elders.
虽然我们没有长老的这个头衔，没有长老的这样的地位。
I do pray that there are some among us have this desire to exercise these functions.
我也愿意在我们中间有很多人愿意来有这样长老的职事。
But learn to be a bond servant.
来学习怎样做奴仆。
Serve with our names, positions, wages, profits.
我们的服侍是没有名利、地位，没有报酬，也没有任何的实现。
For even the Son of Man not come to be served, but to serve, to give his life a ransom for many.
正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍。乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
We come to the house of God not to be served, but to serve.
我们来到神的家，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
We know our life is short.
我们知道生命都是短暂的。
Then we will give our life to the Lord.
所以我们把这个生命来献给主。
And lay down our life for our brethren.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
Once upon a time,There was a minister who served in a military hospital during the war.
有一次是在战争的时候，一个传道人，他是在一个野战的医院里面来服侍。
And during the circumstances, and because of the necessity, he cleaned the nurse's room for nurses.
因着那个环境那个需要，所以他来甚至来清洁那些护士们的房间。
And he prepared breakfast for nurses.
他也为这些护士来准备早餐。
But over time, they took it for granted.
但是很久之后，这些人就觉得就应该是这样了。
So they expect this minister to clean their rooms and prepare breakfast for them.
所以这些护士们都觉得这个传道人给他们来清理房间，为他们做早餐是应该的。
And over time, the anger and frustration grew in the heart of these ministers.
然后很多时间之后呢，在这个传道人里面就出来许多愤恨，
许多抱怨。So one day, he decided this will go on no more.
然后有一天他就说到此为止了。
And he declared, he told everyone, you are on your own now.
然后有一天他就对所有人说，从今以后你们自己管自己了。
If you want your room clean, you clean your room yourself.
如果你要房间整洁，你自己来清。
You want breakfast, you prepare breakfast for yourself.
如果要吃早餐，你自己来做。
On the day that he made this decision, they received a postcard.
然后当他做了这个决定那一天，他就收到一个明信片。
And the postcard has a verse written on it.
这个明信片上面就有这样一段章节。
And it said, whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant.
这个明信片上写的就是谁愿为首就必做你们的仆人。
And he was moved by these verses.
然后他就被这句话摸到了。
And he began to pray about it.
然后他就开始祷告。
Whoever want to be first must be servant.
因为那里说谁愿为首就必做众人的仆人。
And he just declared to everyone he no longer will be a servant.
但是他已经跟众人讲不要做你们的仆人。
And after some prayers, then he decided to turn to the way of the Lamb.
然后很多祷告之后他就决定来走这条羔羊的道路。
And next morning,With joyful heart, with love and care, and he prepared the breakfast for all the nurses again.
然后第二天早上带着喜乐的心，他就甘心情愿地来为这些护士们再准备早餐。
They were astonished.
然后这些人看到都很惊奇。
So they asked him why he changed his mind.
然后他们就问他，你为什么又改变主意了呢？
Then he answered to them with some humor. He said, I want to be chief among you.
然后他就带着幽默跟他们讲，因为我要在你们中间为首。
Because whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant.
因为谁愿意为首，就必做众人的奴仆。
And the next day, everyone wanted to help.
然后第二天，所有的人都愿意来服侍。
Everyone wanted to help him to prepare the breakfast.
每一个人都愿意来帮着他做早餐。
By turning to the way of the Lord, everything changed.
然后因着一个人，他转向神的道路，所有的人都跟着改变。
He was no longer concerned about being important, being to stand up for his own rights.
这个时候，这些啊，他不再为着自己的重要性来关心。
And he served with joy and peace.
他的服事是带着喜乐，带着平安。
In fact, he was the chief among them.
而且实际上他确实是在众人之间成了为首的。
Because he led everyone into service.
因为他带着很多人进到服事里面。
It is because of him, now everyone serve.
因着他所有的人都开始服事。
Brothers and sisters, this can happen in your life as well.
弟兄姐妹们，这件事也可以在你身上发生。
This can happen in your home as well.
也可以在你家里发生。
Maybe you feel that you are exploited in the workplace.
有的时候你可能觉得在工作环境里面已经完全的沮丧了。
别人 to take advantage of you.
哦，别人在那里占你的便宜。
Maybe you feel this way at home.
也许在家里你是这么感觉。
Maybe your husband exploited you.
也许你的丈夫在占你的便宜。
Maybe you feel your wife exploited you.
也许你觉得你的妻子在占你的便宜。
You think I'm doing too much.
有时候你觉得我已经做得太多了。
And this verse is for you.
但这个章节就是为你的。
Whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant.
谁愿为首就必做你们的仆人。
You have a choice to make. Do you choose the way of the Lamb or you choose the way of the world?
今天你可以有一个选择，你是选择羔羊的道路呢，还是选择这个世界的道路？
You can be a conqueror of your own life if you choose the way of the Lamb.
如果你来选择羔羊的道路，你就可以在自己的生命里面来做得胜者。
Brother and sister, this is something you and I can experience even today.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们今天就可以经历的。
Opportunity abound.
因为有很多的机会。
We often feel like we are mistreated by someone.
有的时候甚至我觉得被人来冒犯苦待了。
And then we have a choice to make every time we think that way.
如果每次我们这样想，我们就可以有一个选择的机会。
To take the way of the Lamb,Or take the way of this world.
来选择羔羊的道路，还是选择世界的道路？
Brother and sister, which way will you choose today?
弟兄姐妹们，今天你选哪条路？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that you have given us your word.
父啊，感谢你，因为你将你的话赐给我们。
Not only that you gave us the words, you also gave us example.
不光你把你的话给我们，而且把这榜样给了我们。
You came to this earth not to be served.
你来到这世上不是要受人的服侍，
but to serve and to give your life a ransom for many.
乃是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的赎价。
And you call us now to follow you.
你今天呼召我们来跟随你。
But we come to this word and we want to open our heart to you.
来到你的话语面前，愿意我们都敞开我们的心。
We want to respond to your calling.
我们愿意对这个呼召来回应。
To follow you in this way.
在这条路上来跟随你。
To serve and not to be served.
是要服侍人，并不是受人的服侍。
To serve because we are willing, not because we must.
不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
To serve without any position, any rights, and any gain.
我们的服侍不是要得着我们的地位、权利或者任何的益处。
Pray that this morning that the word would shine upon us so we see this way.
愿意这话语在我们中间有亮光，可以照亮这条路。
And pray especially for our younger saints amongst us.
特别为在我们中间年轻的圣徒们祷告。
Pray that there will be some that will have this desire to serve.
愿意在他们中间有人有这样的羡慕来这样服侍。
Desire this fine work.
他们愿意来寻求这纯真的话语。
To desire to do the will of Father.
他们愿意来行父的旨意。
We pray in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉主耶稣的名。阿门。